a can of 12 together.
Uh-huh.
And that cap put over.
I see.
That stands out for 2 or 3 weeks sometimes.
Uh-huh.
For the thrashing.
This is 10 or 12 what?
Bundles.
10 or 12 bundles.
To the shock.
To make the shock. Uh-huh. I see. Well, what kind of, domestic animals did you have around?
Well, I didn't have nothing in the room but horses and mules. And
did you have pets around the house?
Yeah, and cattle. And
what kind of pets did you have?
Generally, I had 2 or 3 shepherd dogs, maybe a bulldog in the bunch.
Uh-huh. What would you call a dog that wasn't a thoroughbred, purebred?
You call him a cross.
A cross. Uh-huh. Ever call him anything else?
No, they have different names.
What if you had a dog that you didn't know what all went into him? He was a mixture of everything.
You just call him a cross, like you do horses and mules.
Never call him a mongrel.
You see, you get a mule, he's a cross with the horse, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But he never replenishes.
Did you ever use the word mongrel?
No.
You didn't. Well, how would you call your dog? How would you call one of your dogs? I'm interested in how you call it.
On to what his name is.
Yeah.
Here, Shep, here, Bull, here, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Just anything you named him, that's what you'd call him.
And suppose you wanted him to attack another dog, what would you say to him?
Go and get him. That's all you got to say to him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, tell me, did you have a fireplace in your home?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have nothing there for fireplaces in my early days, you see.
Well, would you tell me a little bit about it, what it looked like, what was in it?
Well, the fireplaces is about, as a rule, about 2.5 feet and about 15 inches deep back in the chimney. Back under this thing, and it had an arch to it. It'd come up about 3 feet high, and then a mantle up above that where you set your light on and all to see.
Uh-huh. What about did you have a stone in front of the fireplace?
No.
Stone floor in front of the fireplace?
No, some of them got to having concrete, but when it get hot, it cracked.
What'd you call that?
Huh?
What'd you call that stone?
That is concrete.
Uh-huh.
They put that, but it wouldn't stand heat.
Uh-huh. What did you call that?
Now, most of them had brick hearts. Brick won't break.
Mm-hmm. In the fireplace now, did you have some metal things that you put your wood on?
Dog irons, they call them. Fire irons is the name of them, I think.
Uh-huh. Ever call them andirons?
Yeah, same thing. They have them now, you know, in chimneys. In rooms this.
Uh-huh.
Have them sitting up there, great big brass ones.
Well, now, what kind of wood would you put in there? What were some of the different pieces of wood you'd have?
Oh, all kinds of wood went in. Little wood and big wood. Have back logs that 10 or 12 inches through.
What would you call the little wood?
That's the little wood.
Uh-huh.
That's the...
What would you call the wood you start the fire with?
Kindling.
Uh-huh. Now,